T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're over $600,000, $603,773. We have a long way to go, but we appreciate everybody who has contributed to this point, and it's really littering up our USA map, and Lou's got some more big donors as well.
You got to turn his mic on.
I turn my mic on now. Paul Kramer from Wellesley, Mass., donating $1,000. Thank you very much. As well as Richard Judd from East Dover, Vermont, $1,000. Thank you.
So we got to get these states lit up also. Washington, Oregon, the Northwest. Oh, come on, we got to get those done.
Well, California checked in.
I mean,
is that
of
you?
Course.
Is that your donation?
Well, you know, I know people there.
Of course you do.
Yeah, we got to get all the states. Yeah. Put some guilt on them.
Let me introduce you to Grady Smith. Grady is 8 years old. He was an active, healthy young boy playing football, basketball. His mom, Jillian, who happens to be here as well, noticed that he was having issues with his hearing. And actually, he's learned to lip read, and we'll do most of that as we have this conversation. His doctor is here as well, Dr. Christine Duncan, the clinical director for pediatric stem cell transplant program. So I'm going to start with you, Mom, and you can pretty much tell us what happened. Suddenly, he's having difficulty with his hearing, and what did you think at that time?
It was very quick. It was over a period of about 2 weeks that we noticed he just wasn't listening, but it was hard to determine, is he just an 8-year-old kid who's not paying attention? Yeah, exactly.
I have that at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's got one of those.
But it started getting worse, and I would ask him to do something like get his shoes, and he would say, there's no cow in the house, and it got really weird. I thought he had too much wax in his ears, so I brought him to his pediatrician, and they checked him, and he was clear, and I asked if it could be something neurological, and she said, we don't think so. He looks great. We'll follow up with the ENT down the road. She called me about an hour later and said, you know what, you're not an alarmist. Let's see ENT today, which we did. There was no issue, so we brought him to Children's that night, his father and I, and they said he seemed fine. Let's follow up down the road with MRI, and we told him something's wrong. Something doesn't feel right. So they discharged us and sent us home, said he was okay. And the next morning, I put him back in the car, and I said, we're not leaving until you scan him. Good. And a few hours later, they agreed to scan him, and unfortunately, that was it.
And it was your instincts, your intuition, which really made a big difference, I'm understanding, because if this had lasted much longer, it could have been a big trouble.
They said about 3 to 5 months or so, there probably wouldn't have been any treatment for him had we waited any longer.
Wow.
It moves very quickly.
So what is it, Dr. Duncan, and what is the treatment here?
So Grady has a rare pediatric neurologic disease called adrenoleukodystrophy, or ALD, and it is a disease that most families have no idea is coming, lots of people have never heard of, but what can happen is that the cells in the brain can die and progress very rapidly. And when that starts to happen, that can progress from being an amazing athlete who's catching one-handed footballs and running around to being in a wheelchair, neurologically devastated, and unfortunately, children die usually within 5 years of that diagnosis, unless people like Grady and his parents pick up on those symptoms really early, which they did. And so he was able to come in, have a stem cell transplant, and right now we believe that his disease has stopped progressing, and he is going to continue to be as happy and as healthy as he is today.
Awesome. That is great.
So if it stops progressing, will he have the opportunity to go back to those one-handed catches and live a normal life like a...
Well, there's something pretty amazing about Grady. In fact, during his stem cell transplant, he was in the hospital playing football in the halls and continuing to do everything. We won't get back some of the things that he's lost. He has some trouble hearing, so that's not going to get better, but it won't get worse. And we think that all of the activity, all of his sports, everything he does actually helps him to keep moving and continue to thrive. And so he won't get back what he's lost, but we don't expect it to get any worse. And with his attitude and all the work he does all the time, we think that he's actually going to lose, he'll get some of that, so the physical piece is back.
So you know that Grady is a huge Patriots fan. You like the Patriots. She likes the Packers.
Packers.
Wait.
That hasn't been an issue.
The Packers. So you two argue over the Patriots and Packers a lot?
You know, Dana Farber doesn't discriminate.
So Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, who's better? Brady.
Evan, who's better, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Tom Brady.
Tom, that's easy one, yeah, right? Tell her that.
He does. We discuss football frequently. It's been an easier conversation for him than me lately.
Who do you like for players? Who's your favorite Patriot player?
Who is your favorite Patriots player?
Julian Edelman.
Ooh, very nice. J-E-11, very huh? nice.
Julian has been an amazing support to Grady throughout all of this. He came and visited him during his transplant. They'll send each other little videos here and there. In Super Bowl, Grady was sending him videos, and he was waiting all morning for a response. And I tried to tell him, probably not going to get one this morning, but it's kind of a big day. And lo and behold, that morning, Julian sent him a video telling him how he's an inspiration and how they were so excited. And we're looking forward to seeing him again soon.
All right, so I don't know if he can hear this right now. Can he hear on his headphone?
He probably won't be able to, but I will say
okay,
it back to him.
You can say it back to him. So here's the deal, Grady. Julian Edelman is practicing down in Foxborough, so he couldn't be here today. But he left a message for you.
Grady, Julian Edelman here. Your homie, your dog. Just remember, buddy, I hear you're over here on the Jimmy Fund. Tough times don't last, tough people do, and you prove that and you show that every day. I see the Instagram going off, the stories. Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
I don't know how much of that you picked up. Did you pick it up? That was Julian Edelman leaving you a message. He heard you on this telephone. He left you a message from practice.
He does. He's wonderful.
Do you want to leave him a message? You want to say something to Julian?
And we'll get it to him.
What do you want to say to Julian? What do you always tell him helps you?
Soon in tough times they'll ask, tough people do.
Good boy.
Yeah,
that's
there you
right.
go. Nice. Right. You put that on a shirt.
Wait.
Yeah, look at that.
Dad's got it on the shirt.
I like it.
Dad's got it on the shirt.
Grady the Gladiator. I like it.
Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
That's right. We love it.
Good one.
Listen, it was great meeting you. And I'm glad everything is looking up.
It's great.
It's great.
Lucky.
You've been through tough times. And as you said, you can read that slogan. Yeah. It's great. All right, buddy. It was great meeting you. Thanks for coming in.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Right. Pleasure.
Nice meeting you guys. Thanks.
Great meeting you. We are at the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. It's all presented, of course, by the Arbella Insurance Company. There are a lot of different ways that you can help. You can contribute. 877-738-1234. That's easy. Pick up the phone. And looking at the people manning the phones right now, there are some people that have got some free time on their hands. So you can call right now, 877-738-1234. You can text us, K-Cancer, to 2022.
Two. We're going to kick cancer's ass.
K-Cancer to 2022. We're back with more at Fenway next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.